Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Andrea and Chad are planning a big Canadian vacation, and Chad wants to mess with Andrea, so we're going to call her as the passport office. They're waiting to get them back. Slight problem with the passports.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Andrea.
This is her.
Hi, Andrea. Austin Milbard from the U.S. Passport Office.
Yeah, yes. How are you?
Good, thanks. We have your whole application here. Looks like the whole family's getting passports.
Yes, yeah. We're really excited. We're getting ready to go, for sure.
You guys are preparing to go to Canada, I believe it says here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to hit up Vancouver and see what that was all about.
Nice. Should be lovely. But there was a back page on one of the pages that wasn't filled out, and it actually has to do with your destination. So I have to transfer you over to the Canadian consulate. If you could just hold on, we'll transfer you over, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, great.
Thanks for calling the Canadian consulate. Your call is important to us, eh? Sorry, all our representatives are busy right now. We'll put you in the quay. Hold on to your toque, so we'll get right to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Canadian consulate here. This is Consul McKenzie.
Yeah. I just got transferred to you. My name is Andrea. You were missing some information on my passport application.
The thing is, with the new passport regulations from the U.S., we have a few new regulations of our own from our good Prime Minister Trudeau. He's a good-looking fella, you know.
He is very good-looking, yes. Don't tell my husband I said that.
No, wouldn't want to do that. But when you go over the border into Canada now, you're going to have to answer a short quiz about Canada.
Okay, let me grab a pen.
Some of the things that are on there, some Canadian inventions that you're going to have to know.
Okay, like what? I mean,
ginger ale, you know, Canada Dry, okay?
I didn't know that, but okay, yeah.
Well, it's right there in the name, you know, Canada Dry, you know?
That makes sense,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Canadian bacon, again, right there in the name. When you're going across the border, I wouldn't even bring up American bacon. Don't try to compare them at the border. That's not the time for it.
A sensitive subject.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Canadian bacon's the way to go. And then, of course, we invented the ice hockey. You know, that's a big one. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I'm not a big hockey fan. I mean,
seems like you should do some more studying before you come up to Canada, eh?
I'm just going to think of, what's the ice hockey team? The Red Wing? No.
Well, there's the Canadians. Again, it's right there in the name. We put our name right there in a lot of things. This is all part of the Canada's contributions to the world section of the entry form. So did you know that the Wonder Bra was invented in Canada?
Yeah. I can't say that I didn't know that.
That's right.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm so, writing this all down.
Okay, good. We support all sorts of things, you know, because the jockstrap was also created here in 1927.
Uh-huh.
It was made out of a moose pelt.
A what?
No, moose pelt. Just, as long as you know the jockstrap was created here, that's a good thing to know. And then, you know, some of the language, some of the phrases you might want to know if you're coming up to Canada.
Like?
If you want to just say, hey, how are you? Right? What we'd say is, how's she going, eh?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, just, how's she going, eh?
How's he going, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, you know, you got time to study. And, you know, it's a very diverse country up here in Canada, so we get the regular Canadians, then we get the French Canadians, you know. You can tell the difference by the mustache, okay? If you move on to the French section, you know, if you go into some of the French parts of the country, you should really know a little bit of the French.
I took a little bit of French in high school. Je suis fromage?
Oh, that's good. Hey, yeah, I like cheese, too. And then maybe repeat a couple after me, you know. Ménage à toi?
Are you for real?
How about voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? You know what that one is?
It's in that song, that Lady Marmalade song thing.
Yeah, that's true. You probably wouldn't need that one, I guess.
Okay.
Do you know any of the celebrities here in Canada? Because we, have some pretty famous people from Canada.
I think my daughter told me Justin Bieber is from Canada.
You know, that's the one that you really shouldn't mention, okay? We're going to have to probably deny this passport if you're going to start throwing around things like Justin Bieber, okay?
No.
I mean, I thought I kind of told you what things were going on there with the bacon stuff, but then you go and throw out Justin Bieber. I don't know if you really should come up to Canada at all.
Is this for real?
Hey, Andrea.
Yeah?
This is Brian Bell from the Lauren Wally Show.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, this is a Brian Bellbuster, Andrea.
Did my husband put you up to this?
Yeah, I heard from Chad. He wanted to wish you a happy birthday in the most ridiculous way possible.
Oh, that was awesome.
But definitely don't bring up Bieber when you're up there, okay?
I promise.
Well, hey, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, I'm going to get my husband for this.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.